Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1982, Atari players had one game on their minds, Sword Quest. Because the company had promised $150,000 in prizes to four finalists, but the prizes disappeared, leading to one of the biggest controversies in 80s pop culture. I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades. Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're going to talk about walls lying, walls being a climate commie. Well, not a climate commie, a commie. Although I'm sure he's a climate one too. We're going to talk about screen time for kids, emails, why don't they want people to have to show ID, all that and so much more coming up in the final hour of the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And I need to hurry because the wife is making her white wine chicken tonight. I've told you about this before. I actually got this recipe from Buck Sexton, my buddy Buck, years ago. Remember, I told you about this, Chris. And Buck was the one, he put it online or something. So I shot him a text. I said, dude, what is this recipe? And he shot it to me and I sent it to Ab and she started making it. It's amazing. It is amazing. It's so delicious. The problem is now, I don't know if parents of boys will understand what I'm talking about. There probably won't be anything left when I get home. This happens all the time now. Those little monsters, and they're in sports, and they're 16, and how old's the other one? No, they're 15 and 13. What, Chris? You can't keep track of every kid, all right, even though we only have two. They're 15 and 13. They eat everything. And the last time she made this, I came home to one piece of chicken left, and that was because she stopped them. She caught them. She didn't know. She stopped them. She said, stop! That's for your father. Anyway, Tim Walz is definitely a communist and possibly a Chinese asset. Did you know that Tim Walz, you know that he took a lot of trips to China? They were called cultural exchange trips. And I don't mean he popped into the Great Wall of China one time and then went and ate some egg rolls in Shanghai. China has an incredible history. I would actually like to visit China, except I can't ever do not that now. Now that the communists in China hate me personally, they've written articles about me by name. I can't ever go there because they'll just throw me in prison. But I would like to take a historical trip to China. Tim Walz has been to China a lot. Cultural exchange trips, of course. And this one, I want to make sure I give him credit, is courtesy of a Mr. Peter Dabrowska. Peter Dabrowska? What a great name. Peter Dabrowska? Anyway, exclusive Tim Walz photographed on a cultural exchange trip with CCCP member on the CIA watch list. CIA had this Communist Party member on the watch list. I'm looking at the picture. Tim Walz is out partying and living it up with this guy. What was it last night when we played that one congressman calling Tim Walz saying he'd be the first Chinese vice president? And let's focus on the Biden administration. Just how compromised is the Democrat Party by China? Remember, the Biden administration is the administration that allowed a Chinese spy balloon to traverse the entire country doing figure eights over our military bases to gather all the intel they needed. We let it go from the Pacific to the Atlantic and then shot it down over the water. It was, to this day, inexplicable why in the world the Biden administration would allow that to happen. Remember, this is a balloon. You can't cite safety concerns. There are endless rural areas that balloon would have crossed. It would be nothing for the military to find the correct location and blast a slow-moving balloon out of the sky over a relatively safe area. They didn't do that. They allowed it to look at everything it wanted to look at. Now, we have the potential next administration coming on up, and there are a lot of very uncomfortable ties to China. Oh, and one more word on Walz before we move on to screen time and other things. This dude, just the truth is not in these people. It's not just Joe Biden's and stuff
like
this.
The president was asked what he thought had happened. Donald Trump said, and I quote, "There are very fine people on both sides."
They just tell huge lies right to your friggin' face over and over again. Tim Walz has said, I'm going to play you one audio cut, but I want you to know I could have played six of them. He has repeatedly talked about IVF, you know, that in vitro fertilization, the way a lot of people are having children. I need to stress over and over and over again, this has even been verified from everyone. The Free Beacon to CNN have verified Tim Walz and his wife did not have children because of IVF. Tim Walz and his wife did not have children because of IVF. He did not use IVF. And yet Tim Walz has repeatedly on camera said this.
Yeah, first of all, it was up to him. I wouldn't have a family because of IVF and the things that we need to do reproductive. My kids were born through that direct, you know, that way. And also I make sure that...
Stop. I could play you 10 of those recordings right now. These people, because of the need to pretend to be a victim at all times, because of the need to pretend like the other side is violent and oppressive, they just tell huge lies. And that's not as concerning because liars are a thing, that they've always been a thing. What's concerning is the number of Americans who believe huge, easily verifiable lies.
While schools closed and dead bodies filled morgues, Donald Trump downplayed the virus. He told us to inject bleach into our bodies.
And along those lines, we've had this conversation before. We're going to have it again. Communists have committed more acts of violence and murder in the name of self-defense than any other group of people in the history of mankind. That's why they talk the way they talk. That's why they call you a Nazi, Hitler, KKK. It's why, honestly, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, why did he say this?
I mean, think about what some people have had to go through because of these laws. I mean, J.D. Vance calls pregnancy resulting from rape inconvenient. Like, inconvenience is traffic. I mean, it is. Make him go through this.
Make him go through this. The communist commits acts of violence, and he always does it by convincing himself it's violence in the name of self-defense. That's why your liberal Aunt Peggy talks about posting his address. Post his address! That's why it was just recently an elected official, I believe from Minnesota, but I may have that wrong, was publicly talking online about posting Mitch McConnell's address. It's why communists have committed acts of violence in this country over the last few years over and over and over and over again. I will once again refer you to the Breitbart article. I want to make sure they get credit for that, where they cite specific instances, 395 instances in Trump's 4 years of Trump supporters being subjected to acts of violence. Why are communists always committing acts of violence? Raping, murdering, looting, vandalizing. Why is it so constant? Why are they always assassins, shooters? They're trying to kill Brett Kavanaugh. They're trying to blow Donald Trump's head off. They shot a Trump supporter in the head and blew his brains out in Portland. Why are they snatching hats off people's heads, throwing things at them? Why are they like this? Because they have convinced themselves through years and years of programming that the other side is actually violent, and so they simply have to do the things they're doing in the name of self-defense. It's how they can get up with a straight face and say things like this.
Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force.
How could Democrats possibly in an election year indict Donald Trump in 4 different jurisdictions? They still might send him to jail. They tried to blow his head off. They've used the FBI now in 2 separate occasions, 2 separate elections, to try to take down and stop his presidency and help Joe Biden. How in the world could they ever justify that in their minds? Well, he might do it to us. That's how they justify it in their minds. Communism is committing abhorrent acts of violence in the false name of self-defense. You know, Aunt Peggy, I know you listen. I know all you hateful communists who listen. I know I get your emails wishing death on me and telling me you're coming to kill me. I get all that. You know that you're the violent one, right? I want to live peacefully with you. I want to be left alone. I want to leave you alone. I want to leave your kids alone. I want to live peacefully with you. You've convinced yourself I want to do you harm, and now you've become the violent monster you think other people are. But that's how they are. All right, we'll do some emails and screen time and other things. Let's make sure we're getting ourselves ready, shall we? Let's make sure we're getting ourselves ready to be led and run by people who hate our guts. Do you know that you need testosterone for your mind? It's not just about making babies. Testosterone is about thinking clearly. What you will notice when you start taking a male vitality stack from Chalk, on top of the energy and other things, you will notice it's like a fog slowly lifting from your mind. Take it for about 90 days. 90 days, you'll know whether or not it's working for you. It works for pretty much everybody, but you'll know. Cancel your subscription after 90 days if it doesn't, but your mind will work so much better. It's amazing. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Go get a subscription. That's how you save some money. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Wade, as you heard earlier tonight, United States Supreme Court majority wrote the following, quote, women are not without electrical, not allowed, not without electoral.
Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Again, they talk like this because they've convinced themselves and their sick demonic base that it's somehow out of self-defense.
Trump hasn't spent much time in New York lately, except that is to get convicted of 34 felonies. And that's just fine with us.
They get up and they brag at their convention about arresting their political opponent and convicting him of 34 bogus felonies. They're not ashamed of it. They brag about it. And the braying mob and the crowd cheers while they do it. They cheer while they do it. Oh, look, I didn't let this lady finish. Listen to this lady as she describes what Trump might do. I already played that part for you, the things they've already done. But listen to the crowd as she gets them revved up at the thought of what this evil tyrant might do.
Donald Trump would be able to weaponize the Department of Justice to go after his political opponents. He could even turn the FBI into his own personal police force. That is not how it works in America. That's how it works in dictatorships.
A few moments later,
Donald Trump fell asleep at his own trial. And when he woke up, he made his own kind of history. The first person to run for president with 34 felony convictions. As Vice President, Kamala sat in the Situation Room.
You hear the chants? Lock him up. Lock him up. Same speaker. Can you imagine? Donald Trump might lock up his political opponents. 30 seconds later, and we convicted him of 34 felonies, with the crowd chanting, lock him up. Lock him up. The entire history of communism is communists committing acts of violence in the name of self-defense. The paradox of screens. This is from The Blaze. Parents and grandparents wrestle how much screen time to give kids. Look, I'm going to give this to you straight. We wrestle with that in our house, the whole screen time thing. We very much control how often our children are allowed to be on their phones or on computers or things like that. We don't ban it in our house. If you are someone who bans it in your house, I don't think I would encourage you to change that. I don't think that you're doing wrong. Our way of thinking, and I'm not here to tell you I'm king parent or anything like that, our way of thinking was control it. Try to teach them how to control it themselves. Don't deny them something because then they go ape when they leave. That happens on occasion. They leave and then you can't get them off Instagram as soon as they go get a job somewhere or something. Then they get fired. But if you're keeping your children from it totally, I don't know that you're making any kind of a mistake at all. That might be the smart way to go. I don't know. We wrestle with how much is too much. You know, they're in sports. They bust their butts. They do their chores. They get good grades. We've told them as long as things like that continue, then we'll have time where we let you go play video games or something along those lines. But I only want to make this point, and then I want to move on. I want to do some emails, and we'll talk about showing ID to vote and stuff like this. There have been days, not proud of these days, but they've happened occasionally. You wake up, you're sick, you're lazy, you don't want to do anything, long work week. Look, I don't want to give you all my excuses. There have been days where we tell our kids, hey, once your breakfast is eaten, once the chores are done, go veg out and have a day. You've been busting your butt, but go enjoy, go play your video games. Go just knock out just hours of that stuff. We've done it. And man, do we have different sons when we reconvene for dinner that night. Our boys go from being so polite well-mannered. Obviously, they give us a bunch of crap and we give them a bunch of crap. We like to laugh and joke in our family, but they turn into sourpuss little snots with too much time on their devices. And that's not an indictment of them. I'm sure I do too. If I ever just allowed myself to go knock out 8 hours of, I don't know, video games or something, I'm sure I would be probably not the person I should be. I will tell you that for a fact. If we have them out, wearing their butts out, they're playing outside, running around, sweating, whatever they're doing, they are wonderful. If we allow them to dive too deep into screen time for too long, they turn into completely different people. So for you new parents, you can ban it completely. Maybe you can just monitor it, but don't let them on there whenever they want. Because look, if you allow them that, they'll just take it whenever. You'll never see them again. Don't allow them that. I take my boy's stuff away and I go hide it. I'll go lock it up in the safe. I do it all the time. So you can't even sneak in and get it. It's mine now. I'm paying for it. It's so much fun to be a dad and be able to control people like that. What, Chris? That's what being a dad's all about. Controlling other people. Also, it's about teaching your kids how to make preparations for the future. That could be hard. What do you tell them to do? What do you tell them not to do? My kids already know my thoughts on real estate. They do. They hear me talk about it when we're out driving. About they'll look at a place. Hey, Dad, would that be a good place to buy? They're already thinking in those ways. Real estate is something you want to acquire for yourself. But I know you're a normal person. You're not a billionaire. How do you even begin to do that? Done for you real estate is for people like you. It's not for billionaires. It's for normal people to begin the process of acquiring real estate. And Done For You Real Estate will handle the financing, finding the property, the rental process. They handle it all for you. I don't even want to tell you they hold your hand. They practically do it for you. One home could turn into 10 one day. Soon you're retiring because you called Done For You Real Estate. That's happened. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and find out how. doneforyoujesse.com. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Wir sparen wirklich viel Zeit durch schnelleres Fulfillment und den Wegfall lästiger Sicherheitsupdates. Wir können unsere Bestellungen mit viel weniger Klicks bearbeiten und dadurch die Boards auch viel schneller packen.
Und es macht einen großen Unterschied, gerade an Tagen mit vielen Bestellungen. Früherer Feierabend bedeutet auch, dass wir mehr Zeit haben, mit unseren Kindern was zu unternehmen.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
Hi everyone, it's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better, and those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Atari promised 150 grand in prizes to four finalists. But the prizes disappeared. And what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist. That would be my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I need to do one more thing when it comes to kids, and then we'll get back to Arizona and voting and ID and things like that. Remember, teach your kids to embrace their gifts. Embrace their skills. Doesn't mean you tell them not to improve on the things they suck at, but it's really important to find a job where you're good at it or you have some skills there. Otherwise, you may find yourself like communist John Denver, Randy Weingarten at the DNC. You're up there in front of all these people and you're speaking, but you're shouting in a voice that I would... Well, you know how we used to torture terrorists in captivity by playing obnoxious sounds for them? Honestly, find me the hardened terrorist who wouldn't break after 10 minutes of this.
Anything is important, whether...
Jeez, I'm sorry, I wasn't ready. I need another minute. Give me a second. Chris, can we turn these headphones down a little bit? It was too much. It was too much right off the bat. Let me try this again. I'm going to keep my headphones off my ear. Gosh, just imagine. Jeez.
Anything is important. Wow. Whether it's wages or a dignified retirement or education opportunity or college without crushing debt or family leave or health care or housing. Any of the things that are important. Every single day, we need to fight to get Kamala Harris and Tim Walz elected.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the dude who has to listen to that? Who are we kidding? Can you imagine the woman who has to listen to that? Golly, that's brutal. Oh, speaking of the student loan things, here's a headline. Student loan borrowers bailed out by Biden, now piling up mounds of other debt. I couldn't be more sympathetic to the people who have student loans. I get it. College is expensive. For the longest time, we've had this, well, you got to go to college mentality in this country. So I get it. People pile up student loan debt. Personally, the old GI Bill paid for my illustrious education at Pima Community College. What, Chris? I know I didn't graduate, Chris, and yes, there were some GI Bill problems because I kept dropping algebra. They kept pitching a fit about that as if it was my fault that I had to drop algebra. Anyway, so I didn't end up having any student loan debt, but I get that people do, and maybe you do. But the truth is, you can manage your bills or you can't. You know how to manage money or you don't. I was actually talking to a couple friends about this,
and we were discussing the money people make online now. Now, I better be clear that I am not an expert about making money on social media or YouTube or things like that. I don't know. This is beyond me. This era is beyond me. But you want to hear something insane? My kids, like I mentioned, screen time, they will watch a children's program occasionally on YouTube or something like that. Don't worry, we make sure it's good stuff, but they'll watch something like that. And then my kids, because they know this stuff, they'll tell me, yeah, Dad, this guy makes $10 million a year. And we're talking some snot-nosed 20-year-old who puts out stupid kids' videos. My kids showed me something this morning. I'm not even making this up. This is all my life. There's somebody, I'm about to promote the guy too. I'm about to make him even more money. My kid showed me something on social media called, there's some guy called Meaty Mike. It's a piece of steak with a dude's face, and the dude does stupid sing-alongs as a piece of meat, and it's stupid. It's just as dumb as you can possibly imagine. That guy's rich. Okay, so there's a bunch of ways you can make money online. I get all that. But this conversation I was having with friends was this. You have so many of these people making money online, and as soon as they get boring or whatever happens to them, they age out of it, retirement, they go broke almost immediately because no one knows how to save money anymore or live within their means anymore. Chris, I'm obviously not talking about you. Everyone's well aware that you know how to save money, all right? We all know, Chris, you don't spend money. We get it. Believe me, the norm is 10%. Chris probably saves 90, I would guess. Just a guess for me. Anyway, Jewish producer Chris aside, kids, do not spend every dime you take in. Save some money. Even when you're young and not making a bunch, 5%. Like I know you're waiting tables, you're trying to get by, maybe 5% if you can. 5%. When you get a little older, make it 10. Make it 10. We set money aside even when we were, I mean, shoot, except for the periods of time when I was out of work completely, always 5-10%. 5-10%. You're going to want to retire one day. And the way inflation's going, maybe that number should be 50% if you ever want to retire. Anyway, the Biden administration, they've requested the United States Supreme Court step in for something. That's pretty revealing. You see, now there's an Arizona law that requires individuals to prove they're United States citizens when they register to vote. That's all the law is. Hey, you want to register to vote here in Arizona? You want to vote in our upcoming elections? Well, give me some proof you're a citizen. Seems like a pretty basic thing, doesn't it? Kind of one of those things, if you lived in a normal country, that everyone would support, right? Unless, of course, you intend to cheat in these elections. Unless you happen to be the party that has opened up the border for decades. Unless you happen to be the party that has flooded the country with illegal after illegal after illegal, and you think those illegals are going to vote for you, if that was the case, then I could probably understand why you wouldn't want any proof of citizenship. Oh, yeah, Chris, good find. Go ahead and pull that one out, please.
And on the issue of access to reproductive health care, for example, and again, it's my background, perhaps fighting for justice through the courts, I am prepared to say that for any state that passes a law that violates a woman's constitutional right to reproductive health care, that our Department of Justice will stop that law from going into effect.
Well, Dome laid out the model. They're passing election laws that DOJ or that the Biden administration doesn't like. Clearly, the DOJ, following orders, which they're not supposed to do, is now pursuing the matter. And it is pretty revealing the things they pursue, isn't it? You're not dumb. I'm not dumb. They opened up the border on purpose. They opened up the border to water down and destroy our culture. They opened up the border because it's a central part of the Cloward-Piven strategy to overwhelm the American system, economic system, healthcare system, education system, bringing about a collapse because the communist wants a collapse so he can rebuild America into some communist hellhole, which he calls utopia. And they opened up the border because they're replacing you. Even the Democrat voter, even you communists who hate listening to the show, the feminists and the BLM losers and the LGBTQ types and all you people, every one of you, I want you to know something. I know you think you're going to be on the winning team and you think you're going to be part of the team. They're replacing you as we speak, and they can't wait until they no longer have to pander to you at all. You commie freaks who still vote Democrat, you'll be sitting right next to me in the gulag because they're replacing you with people who can be bought more cheaply than you can. You know who you don't see protesting at the convention, at the DNC? Oh, these abortion lovers and Palestine lovers and these people. It's wild how you don't see hordes of illegals protesting at the convention. Democrats have a brand new girl. You got ugly. You got stale. They went shopping and found one who's less high maintenance. You're all being replaced. That's a fact. I know that hurts to hear. Maybe Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor, after all, seems to help every other kind of pain. You got muscle pain, joint pain. Wake up in the morning, you rub your hand ever. Ah, my hand hurts, something. Knees, your neck. You wake up in the morning, your neck, you feel like Batman, you can't turn. What are you doing about it? That's my question. Are you ignoring it? Just going to snap at your husband, your wife all day because you're in pain? Or are you doing something about it? And by doing something, I don't mean masking it. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. You can fight pain naturally. Give your body what it needs to fight that inflammation. That's what Relief Factor is about. Go to relieffactor.com. Try it for 3 weeks and tell me how you feel. Or call them 1-800-4-RELIEF. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. I can already taste the white wine chicken. My mouth is... Sorry, I might have to do this a lot during the segment. My mouth is already starting to water. The wife has it ready for me. I know she does. It's wrapped in a plate. And hey, Chris, see if you can guess what kind of side I'm going to have with my white wine chicken. What's that, Chris? What'd you say? Oh, garlic bread. Is that what you said? Of course, garlic bread, Chris. The superior side to all things. You know, the only thing that makes white wine chicken better than it already was? Taking a piece of garlic bread and sopping up all that delicious white wine chickeny sauce and shoveling it into my mouth. Oh my gosh, I'm so freaking excited. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about you. In fact, let's talk about Applebee's because there's a story I'm upset about. Here's a headline that has me... I'm beside myself right now. The headline is this. Woman arrested at Indiana Applebee's over an argument about the all-you-can-eat buffet. Her name is Shanisha Cobbs. Shanisha. I think I said that right. Anyway, apparently her and all her dining companions believe that for $15.99, they could all eat there. So, I mean, look, just... We all know how that went. That's not what upsets me. What upsets me is, when did Applebee's start having all-you-can-eat buffets? I'm an Applebee's OG. I was eating the chicken fajita roll-up with the extra salsa ranch. Oh, Chris, they're good, right? Have you the salsa ranch they serve with it? I always get a little extra of that. The chicken fajita roll-up from Applebee's, that's fine dining right there. I've never seen an all-you-can-eat buffet. I have been in many an Applebee's in my lifetime. Never have I seen an all-you-can-eat buffet. I'm upset. When did these things come out? And why was I not told about this? That's what I'd like to know. I thought about not playing this at all. I'm going to play AOC doing her Martin Luther King impression. And I thought about not playing this because I have to say something that's going to make you mad. and it makes me mad. She's really good at this. She is. She is, right, Chris? She's really good at this. And this dingbat is crafty. And she's going to be a power broker in Democrat politics for a long time. I know this is all commie gobbledygook. But look, okay, first of all, you know what? This is Randy Weingarten.
Anything is important, whether it's wages or a dignified retirement or education opportunity or college without crushing debt or family leave or health care or housing. Any of the things that are important, every...
Remember, kids, stick with what you're good at. Anyway, that was Randy Weingarten. This was AOC.
And I, for one, am tired of hearing about how a two-bit union buster thinks of himself as more of a patriot than the woman who fights every single day to lift working people out from under the boots of greed, trampling on our way of life.
Look, I can't stand her either, and I thought that was nauseating, so don't write me yelling at me. I can't stand her. She's good at this. She looks good. That helps. You know, it helps that, look, hey, life's easier for good-looking people. Look how easy it is for me compared to Chris. She's good. Seriously, she's good-looking. She does know how to speak. Remember, she's a trained actress, so she knows how to act to play the part. She clearly wants to play the game. She doesn't want to go keep it popping with Jamal Bowman in the unemployment line.
Ceasefire now. Let's get it popping.
She's going to be around for a long time. And gosh, that freaking sucks.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Kamala Harris imposes COVID vaccine mandate for employees. Isn't it wild to think that there are still people out there with COVID vaccine mandates? Even most Democrats have very quietly accepted, I don't think this thing really does anything, and I think I'm having a stroke. I can't feel the side of my face. I don't think I'm going to get another one of these. But on Dome's campaign, it's still mandated. Golly. Afghanistan. The Taliban morality police dismissed over 280 men after they fail to grow beards. Golly. That is brutal. Remember when Cory Booker had a girlfriend when he was running for president? No, I'm sorry. It was just the beard talk. Maybe think about that. J.D. Vance tears into Andy Beshear over disgusting rape comment about family. Again, that's who these people are.
I mean, think about what some people have had to go through because of these laws. I mean, J.D. Vance calls pregnancy resulting from rape inconvenient. Like, inconvenience is traffic. I mean, it is. Make him go through this.
Is Kamala scared to debate Trump on Fox? Yeah, Dome has already refused to debate Trump on Fox. There's going to be one debate and one debate only. Go ahead and get your mind around that. There's one debate. It's going to be on ABC. We already know who the moderators are. They all hate Donald Trump's guts. They're all rooting for Kamala Harris. Now, he walked into a hostile environment before and curb stomped Joe Biden. But let's do keep in mind, curb stomping this human being.
Wade, as you heard earlier tonight, the United States Supreme Court majority wrote the following, quote, women are not without electrical,
Curb stomping him is not the same as curb stomping a normal person. That said, Trump is so much better than Dome at debating. He's so much better in person. I anticipate him doing really well there, but it's going to be a bad environment. Tim Walz advised pro-LGBTQ group that discussed sexuality with school kids. It is so crazy how many of these LGBTQ Air Force groups end up getting involved with children, isn't it? It's odd. It's almost like 100% of them get involved with children. That is interesting. Anyway, you know what else is interesting? This is Chris and I's six-year anniversary of doing radio. 6 years ago today, Chris and I sat down, did our first show, and here we are. That's all.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. so much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter, it's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecourick.com/body and soul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/body and soul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.